Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
New stuff from Shinedown. Good Wednesday afternoon, everybody.
It is gorgeous out.
Oh, my word.
Oh, could it be more beautiful outside?
It could.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan. I drove in with the windows down.
I did too.
I had to have some air. I was like, come on in.
I drove in with the window down. It was lovely.
We're knocking at the door. I can feel it.
I got to be honest. After dealing with the frigid temperatures that we did deal with, this feels kind of hot.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
What is it right now? 51?
Oh, it's so
51,000.
Nice. Feels very, very good. That is what I know.
53.
Mm-hmm. And under the sun, it's probably 60, 65.
Oh, man.
I got this thing on turbo.
It's good to be with everybody today. You may be wondering who Jason Kelce will be cheering for on Super Bowl Sunday.
What has to be his brother.
His brother plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, but he spent 13 seasons and won one Super Bowl, played in two with the Philadelphia Eagles.
But also keep in mind that the head coach who drafted him and gave him a chance in the NFL is also the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was on his New Heights podcast with his co-host Travis. He was wearing all Eagles gear, including a shirt, jacket, and hat.
I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be tough because your heart is with your former team, but your heart is with your brother, with whom you share a very popular and lucrative podcast.
He said on New Heights, quote, and this was today, here, quoting from Jason, here is the biggest thing. You're my brother. I will always root for my brother.
Oh.
That's the reality of it. Even though I am decked out in Eagles gear, I am always rooting for Travis. But there's a lot of people in the Philadelphia organization, whether it's players, coaches, people in the building, that feel like extended family to me, especially my former offensive lineman, like Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
He feels like a brother in a lot of ways. I'm rooting for those guys, too. I'm rooting for Philadelphia, and I'm rooting for Travis Kelce. No matter what on game day, I'm going to be happy for one of the sides. I'm going to be sad for the other side.
Now, there was some chatter after his retirement that he was going to continue to be involved in the organization in a consultant front, helping them recruit offensive linemen. Do we know? Did that ever pan out?
I don't know because he's such a high-profile commentator now. Can you do both and do both well?
Probably not. And he did say, he went on to say, I live in Philadelphia. I still go to the facilities on a very regular basis. I still feel like I am a Philadelphia Eagle and that I am part of all these people who root and cheer our team. So I would be lying if I said I don't want the Eagles to win, but I also want Travis Kelce to win. That's a long-winded way of saying I just want to see a good football game, whoever wins.
Okay.
You know what it does do? It drives people to click on the podcast.
100%. 100%.
So can you tell me, I have CNN on over here. Your TV is on the Golf Channel.
Yeah, I knew that, I knew that today. I'm sorry.
I saw Scottie Scheffler over on the Golf Channel. He is returning to golf after injuring his hand making ravioli?
I believe it was ravioli on Christmas Day. And, you know, have you ever scalded your hands cooking with sauce? Scott, sauce.
I mean, you're putting your hand right into the pan?
Yeah, I'm guessing it was red sauce. But I would also say if you are Scottie Scheffler, the number one ranked golfer in the world, you should probably wear oven mitts everywhere you go just in case.
He didn't hurt himself with burning water.
No, it was the ravioli.
They were making ravioli from scratch.
Oh, this was the glass shatter thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this was a while ago.
They didn't have the right tools to cut the pasta, so he found a wine glass.
No,
quote,
no.
I had my hand on top and it broke.
Ooh, why a wine glass, too? That glass is super thin.
I've heard nothing but horror stories since it happened about wine glasses, so be careful. It broke and the stem got into my hand.
Okay, I thought this was a new injury. I knew about the wine glass. And to Sam's point, not all, but some wine glasses have super, super thin glass. And I bet that was one hell of an injury. I thought this was a new one. Like you were saying, he was burnt.
Well, if he put the stem right through his hand, that's a puncture wound. And that can damage tendons and nerves.
You know, I feel like at that level of sport,
you might have somebody make the ravioli for you.
And I'm talking all sports.
DoorDash.
Yeah.
Private chef.
Very sharp, like kitchen tools. Like there are just certain things. Like we have someone in our life who happens to be a surgeon, and that person will not go snow skiing because that person saves lives with those hands. Those are the $1 million hands. And so there are certain things that you just don't do as an athlete or someone with a very specific skill to make sure your work continues.
Well, now, does he still go by Scotty Charged but Not Convicted Scheffler?
He should.
Okay. I mean, change
I
your
think
middle
we're
name,
being honest,
man.
He should.
Yeah.
I am leaving you all for my birthday, by the way. You know, I celebrate that entire month. We are going to the Tuesday round of the Masters that second week in April.
You're going for the whole month?
Yeah, I just might leave April 1st and not come back. Sam, you're the boss. What do you say to that?
No.
Thank you.
So I'll get to go see him. We're going to go follow him around.
What do you mean you're going to the Tuesday round? I thought that...
The practice rounds.
Oh, because they don't start playing till Thursday.
We are going to go to the practice round. That's where you get
through Sunday.
More access to the players and the caddies, and they sign stuff.
Have you ever met any of them?
Oh, yeah.
They come over and sign stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Now, I know you love to carry around cardboard with Sharpie on it.
I do.
If you do not have a sign that says charged but not convicted, I'm going to be disappointed.
Well, you've seen people show up at, like, the Waste Management Open last year wearing orange, like wearing his mugshot on stuff. I mean, I think the Masters is a little more, like, I don't know that we'll see a lot of that. But
a little more subdued and professional.
I got Henrik Stenson's autograph for my dad several years ago when we went. On Monday and Tuesday, it's very, I don't want to say laid back, but it's way more laid back than it is during.
You ever met Tiger?
Play. I was not there the year Tiger, he had his first bad back injury was the last time I went.
Hmm.
So he wasn't there.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Taking the whole week off?
I'm really, really excited. Plus, it'll be warm. It'll be nice.
And you're going to see the Eagles
all
next
the
month?
All the things. Going to see the Eagles. I have a run, do not walk, and I'm late.
Is it really the Eagles?
Well, it's Vince Gill, who is phenomenal.
For Glenn Frey.
It is Glenn Frey's son.
Wait a minute. You're going to see the Eagles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're in Vegas.
You're going to the Super Bowl, you're saying.
They're at the Sphere. No.
Well.
Really? Get out, Dan. They're at the Sphere through March. And I've had two or three different people in my life from different corners of my life say, if you ever see any show before you die, it is the Eagles at the Sphere with Vince Gill. Mm. And they say it's just outstanding.
But Don Henley's the only original member left, right?
I think, no, Joe.
Joe Walsh is not original.
Oh, Joe. Well, but people think of Joe Walsh as a member of the Eagles.
And he came on, I believe, with Hotel California.
Yeah.
And then Timothy B. Schmidt is still with them
mm-hmm.
on bass. He came on, I believe, on the Long Run, which was their last studio record before they broke up. And I'm not dogging you. I'm not making fun of the Eagles or anything because, I mean, I've been to Thin Lizzy concerts where there's one original member left.
And it still sounds great.
It's still the same band to me.
Did you know that they were put together?
I did not know
By Linda Ronstadt.
And the bar called the Troubadour in California.
Mm-hmm. I knew that they sang backup for Linda Ronstadt. I've seen that documentary. It's been years.
They were her recording band when she first broke out onto the scene. It was the Eagles that was her backup band. Now, they weren't called the Eagles at the time.
Right.
It was just Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Don Felder, I think.
And initially, they were all solo artists, and kind of like how they do in Nashville, where you have a bunch of people who are really good at playing guitar or drums or whatever.
Yeah.
You play with a bunch of different cover bands, mm-hmm. and there was a bar called the Troubadour who said, hey, you guys sound good together. Play tonight.
Yeah.
And then, boom, here we are. Yep. And my God, how old is Don Henley now?
Oh, 78? He's got to be in his late 70s, early 80s.
You know, I've got a geriatric crush on that man.
I know you do.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's kind of weird.
I love Don Henley.
Don Henley is 70.
So good.
He's 77 years old.
77.
Yep.
Cannot wait. And then you wonder, are they going to keep touring? Like this in Vegas, it's a residency for just a snapshot in time. It's been, 6 months they've been doing it?
You mean the Forever Farewell Tour?
Yeah.
Kind of like Kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that will be fun. I have a run, do not walk, and I am late to the party.
Okay.
Sam is going to join me in this party.
Oh, it is fantastic.
Because Lioness Season 1 was one of the best shows I had seen in a very, very long time.
I saw the previews for that. Who's in that?
Zoe Saldana's in it. Michael Kelly from Stamper from House of Cards. Morgan Freeman. Nicole Kidman.
Oh, wow.
And so Season 1, Scott, was incredible. And it is high-level military CIA operation, very loosely based on a troop of women that we sent in to Afghanistan, female soldiers, who would be able to pat down women in Afghanistan. You couldn't have male soldiers put their hands on women in Afghanistan. So what was happening was the bad guys over there were using women as human bombs, knowing they would not be searched by the United States military. So the Lioness program, very loosely based, in fact, you know, they trained women to go over there specifically to help out with the females over in Afghanistan. Season 1 is outstanding.
Okay.
For whatever reason, it took me some time to get around to Season 2. We are almost finished with that thing, Scott.
When did you start it?
Last week. Season 2 is better than Season 1.
Oh, yeah? Because I saw the first season of Lioness.
It is better than Season 1.
I have not seen Season 2 either, but based on your recommendation, I'll have to.
And I will tell you, Scott, you don't have to watch Season 1 to necessarily watch Season 2, but watch them both.
What's it on?
Paramount, I believe. It's another Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah, it's Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 913-586-7798.
We do bad things in the CIA to people that are bad. I mean, they're...
Are they bad people?
It depends. I said to Dana in the newsroom, whatever you think the CIA doesn't do, they probably do it.
You will ask yourself 10 times, do you think the United States government really does that? And the answer I keep getting from everyone is yes.
Does it bother you?
No.
It doesn't bother me either. If you're a bad actor and you end up in some...
Well, some of it will bother you. Collateral damage should bother you.
Of course. But if you're a bad actor and you end up at a black site and bad things happen to you at the hands of the U.S. government, I'm struggling to feel sympathetic.
The one-liners, Scott, when people are begging, you can't do this, I'm an American citizen, the one-liners and the replies from this super secret special ops CIA group will have you laughing.
Not in here, you're not.
Yeah, you're not. No, ain't nobody going to hear you screaming here, buddy.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. By the way, the original Eagles were Glenn Frey. There were only four in the beginning. Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Bernie Leadon, and Randy Meisner. So Don Henley's the only original member still with them. But Joe Walsh, to your point, did join in 1975.
Hotel rooms weren't the same since.
you can check in, but you can't check out. Story here from the New York Post. The teens are not all right. Young people are more bored than ever before. and social media apps meant for entertainment and engagement are the culprits. Santiago Winthrop, 16 years old, telling Yahoo News that he used to be excited to go home after school and do homework. Now he is chronically bored, watching the clock count by in class or dreading his family's digital detox days on which he craves, his word, his cell phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. In what world did teenagers not complain that they were bored?
Great point.
Well, in the past, they were actually bored. They didn't have things to do, so they went outside and found a stick to throw at a rock or vice versa.
But every generation prior to us would roll their eyes when we would say, I'm so bored. My parents would go,
go outside.
You have a community center pool right there and White Lakes Mall. What do you mean you're bored?
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a device in their hand that's essentially a supercomputer compared to the technology of 25 years ago. And they can scroll and scroll and scroll. And we've seen study after study that that actually is more boring than actually figuring out something to do to entertain yourself.
But Sam, to Dana's point, and she's right, in the 80s and, well, in the 80s, we didn't have cell phones. We had Ataris.
Pong.
Yeah.
Am I right?
We had Pong, am I right? We had arcades to go to, but I lost count of how many times I would be at my house with my parents. Well, my dad was always at work. And I would just sit there and I'm like, I'm bored. And my mom would open the door and say, then go outside. Kids have been complaining that they were bored since the beginning of time. And what would we do when we were bored on a Friday night? I don't know. Maybe cruise 4th Street.
Did your parents ever say to you, you think you're bored now? I'll give you something to be bored about.
No, but they did say, you keep crying, I'll give you something to cry
but
about.
But you remember when we were, quote, bored.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, you know, back in the day, there are parents who would pull a chair in front of a wall and make you sit there and stare at the wall. Now you're bored.
I've been there.
Right?
I had to sit on my hands until they went numb.
Which, by the way, it is a developmental thing. You need to learn how to be bored.
Ooh. Okay. We need to learn how to self-soothe. That's an enormous human skill that we are supposed to acquire as babies. But is that different than we need to learn how to be bored? Because I'm not very good at being bored either, Sam. I'll be honest.
This is not directed at you, just at the brain as a whole.
Here we go.
And I learned this about myself. I used to not be able to sit in a room of, I used to be afraid of silence. I learned over time that that was an indicator of bad things going on in my head. If you can't sit there and be bored for 5-10 minutes with your own thoughts, that is an indicator of bigger issues going on that need to be addressed.
I've gotten better at it. I bet we stay home 4 nights a week now.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 3.
We're home 7 nights a week.
I know, but you and I are very different. Like, we're probably going to go see a movie tonight. We're not always, you know.
We'll watch a movie tonight at home.
You need to start Lioness tonight is what you need to do.
We might.
Oh, my God.
We started something last night. The name escapes me at the moment. It was really good, but continue.
Sorry. Anyway, I just think, you know, we all have different levels of how much do I need in regards of, like stimulation to sustain my brain. And I think we're all on this continuum and we're different. And Sam, I'm proud of you if you've gotten to the point where you can just sit. I can sit, but I want a book. Like, I want something. I can't just sit.
My tolerance of boredom, I think, is actually quite high. Like, in the morning, especially since I broke my toe, I'm not going to the gym because I can't work out except lift weights at my house. I will sit in the chair in my bedroom and I will watch the news.
Okay, but that's stimulating your brain. You're watching something.
That is still stimulation. Yeah, and the human brain was never.
Did you see the RFK hearing today? Yeah, that was pretty boring.
If you're watching C-SPAN, maybe you're onto something.
The human brain was never designed to be stimulated 24/7. In fact, those moments of silence allows the human brain to heal, and the idea of the 24/7 stimulation is having extreme negative impacts on our behavior as mankind.
But about having a cup of coffee, sitting on your porch, looking out at the birds?
I've done that a million times.
That, Sam, I could do. But if you want me to just sit in my living room and do nothing, I would feel like I could be doing something. I was saying, I could vacuum. I could, you know, you could be doing something.
Have you ever tried to meditate?
this brain ain't going to go there. No.
It's the phrase stop and smell the roses. Cliches are cliches because they're true.
So let me ask you this. So, and I don't do this in the winter, obviously, but I will as soon as the temperatures get warmer in the spring. On days that I don't go to the gym, I will go on a 4-mile walk.
Yes.
With no phone.
Okay.
No music.
Okay.
No nothing.
It's by yourself.
Yes. It is me and the path through the woods. And I just think.
Do you think about whether or not someone's going to jump out with a knife and rob you because you're by yourself and you don't have a cell phone to call 911?
Because I'm a grown man and I live in Western Shawnee.
Okay. Western Shawnee.
Okay.
There is no threat.
I love walking. We walked a couple of miles last night, but I like to have a partner.
Okay. Do you have to listen to something if you're walking alone?
I would prefer music.
Okay. I leave my phone at home and I just go for a 4-mile walk.
And by the way, I am in no way claiming to be perfect in this front because I can't work out without music.
You've gotten better at it, Sam.
I take steps every day to try to separate from the constant stimulation because I realized it was doing nothing but negative things for my mental health.
Is music really stimulation if you're on a walk? Because that to me pumps me up and I go faster and I go harder and I get my arms up.
You just answered your own question. That is stimulation.
Because it's making me work out harder.
If it's making you pump your arms up and down and walk faster, you're being stimulated.
The one time I would not have music, and I have done this, is if we go to the Arboretum. If you're going somewhere where the nature is just...
Well, and that's what these walks are
flowers
for me.
Flowers and the birds.
I'm walking through the forest near my house, along the creek.
You don't hear the Jaws theme on a loop in your head when you're doing that?
And nature,
I'm unaware of a freshwater shark.
Nature in and of itself is stimulating, but that's the stimulation that is good for the soul. Pardon my hippie phrasing.
I'm just saying, teenager says to me today they're bored. I'm turning into that old person.
Well, let me read you.
Let me give you something to be bored about. Why don't you go sit and stare at that wall?
Let me read you a couple of quotes from young Santiago. As soon as I'm off my phone, I feel horrible, ashamed.
Oh, buddy.
According to the stats, 45% of high school seniors responded that they agreed or mostly agreed with this statement. I am often bored. 45% of high school seniors.
Okay, but would those
say
numbers have been any
bored.
Different in the 80s
Probably
or the
not.
90s? I mean,
smartphones have killed curiosity. I'd agree with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we used to have conversations, and again, I'm only 27 in saying these things. We used to have conversations where we wondered about complex theories. Now, if you wonder about a complex theory,
you Google it.
You look it up.
Mm-hmm. Says a business professor from NYU, they, being teenagers, never have a moment to reflect. They don't have time to mull things over. They don't have time to be creative. The decimation of human attention around the world might even be a bigger cost to humanity than the mental health and mental illness epidemic. 913-586-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. You're my boy, Blue! Old school reference with Will Ferrell.
Happy Kansas Day!
Today is Kansas Day. Dana, what is the state tree?
The cottonwood.
That is correct. The state song.
The state song is, it is, I know this.
Home
on the range, where the deer and the antelope play. Yeehaw!
The state bird?
Is the, it's yellow. It's the, and it's got little right here. The Kansas state bird is the
tufted titmouse.
No, it's yellow. It's yellow with a black head. We used to have to study this in grade school.
The yellow belly warbler.
No. Oh my gosh. I'm getting old.
I'll show you a picture of it.
I know what it looks like. I know. It's so pretty. Give me another one. It'll come to me.
Western.
Shawnee.
No.
Nice.
The Western Meadowlark.
The Meadowlark. I knew that. We, in second grade, we had a little project that we had to color the Meadowlark.
Sam, do you have some trivia questions for the two of us?
I do, but they're pretty weak.
We celebrate Kansas Day.
What does one do on Kansas Day? I mean, is everyone listening on the Kansas side? Like, let me ask you this. If you're speeding today on the west side of State Line, do we get a ticket? I would say no. It's Kansas Day.
What is the state fruit?
The blackberry?
Sandhill plum.
Who decides these things? Do we get a vote?
No, the legislature does.
What is the state flower?
Oh, I know that. Sunflower.
What is the state reptile?
Why do we have to have a state reptile?
We have one.
Okay. Is it the snake?
Gardner snake?
No. The ornate box turtle.
Oh, the turtle. Always put them back the direction they were walking.
Which Kansan served as vice president of the United States?
I know this.
Oh,
I know this.
It was
Curtis something.
No.
Yes, it is. Curtis Lee?
No, it was Nancy Cassavetes.
No, it is not.
Dana is closer than Scott currently.
Curtis. Okay, in Topeka, there's this little thing.
One of the names is Curtis. It's not the first.
It's the something Curtis. I'm just going to go with Curtis, and I've already gotten it right because that's the last name.
That is the last name.
Here is a very funny fact from my childhood.
His name is Charles.
Charles Curtis. There is a tiny little green space. It's like a strip of grass in Topeka, Kansas. And it always said Charles Curtis Greenway. That's all it says. Charles Curtis Greenway.
Okay.
And for years, I would say, who was Charles Curtis Greenway? I swear to you. All of the writing is the same. It's the same font. It's the same size. And finally, I think it was my grandma. It was probably my grandfather at one point. I go, what is Charles Curtis Greenway? Who was this person? Did he die there?
Do you know who he was the vice president for?
Dana, he was the vice president, and that's grass, and it's his.
That was my next question.
Greenway. Is it Johnson?
Did you look it up?
Herbert Hoover.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep going. Just so you know, Charles Curtis was a man. Greenway was not. I mean, it might have been a man.
The famous politician Bob Dole was from which Kansas town?
Oh, please.
Russell. Yeah, Russell. Damn it.
Yeah, some of these questions are way too easy.
In
which geographic region of the U.S. is Kansas located?
Midwest.
Right, but Sam, you keep in mind that you're asking us questions that we have not been asked since fourth grade.
I've never been asked in my
Where
life.
Where was the original Pizza Hut?
Oh, Wichita.
I don't know. We talked about a lawsuit.
Wichita.
Over that a while ago, but I don't remember.
This also claims that there's 110 questions and there's only 36.
Oh, okay. We're getting robbed on Kansas Day.
Where is Riley County?
Manhattan.
Central Kansas.
Northeast.
Meh.
No, it's not.
That's wrong. Okay.
Yeah. The world's largest hand-dug well is located in Kansas. Which city?
The world's largest
Hutchinson, duh.
Hand-dug well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know how do you know that?
I don't.
Did you guess?
Yes.
It's not.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Salina?
No.
I have no idea.
Greensburg.
Okay.
Nobody's
what
ever heard of it.
What is Greensburg, Kansas known for?
A very high Swedish population.
Getting destroyed by an EF5 tornado.
That's pretty bad. By the way, we celebrate Kansas Day annually on January 29th.
Ooh, what is the state animal?
The
buffalo. Bobcat.
Where did you get bobcat?
I don't know. Is that right?
No, buffalo.
Oh. It is celebrated annually January 29th to commemorate the anniversary of the state's admission to the Union in 1861.
Huh. Ooh, at one time, it was said that it was illegal to serve a popular dessert dish in Kansas on Sundays. What was that dish?
A sundae.
Rhubarb pie.
No. Pie is involved in the dish.
Bourbon pie?
No.
I don't know.
Cherry pie with ice cream on top.
That was actually my first guess.
Who sacked and burned the town of Lawrence?
Quantrill.
Please.
What year?
1856?
Very close. 1863. Mm. We already went over the state tree. Where is... Oh, the Kansas Barbed Wire Museum is located where?
We need a museum for that?
Mm-hmm.
Dodge City?
Yeah, it's going to be somewhere west.
La Crosse.
Okay.
State bird.
By the way, the Wikipedia page for Kansas State, just so y'all know, is two paragraphs and then one sentence that I do not consider to be a full paragraph.
You want to read it?
People globally don't really care about Kansas Day. The third paragraph is the Sunflower Showdown is between KU and K-State, occasionally played on or around Kansas Day to celebrate the state's history. I did not know that. I just thought it was, you know, on the schedule when it was on the schedule.
Where did we get the name Kansas?
From the Kansas tribe?
The Kansas Indians. And it's Kanza.
And what was their nickname?
K-A-N-Z-A.
The call.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Good for you. Are you looking at this?
Looking at the text line.
All right.
What area of Kansas is noted for coal mining and is the home of, quote, Big Brutus, which was a huge steam shovel standing over 160 feet
southeastern
tall.
Kansas.
I think he's looking for a city, Scott.
Are you looking for a city or a region?
You know, based on the answer, I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's move on.
It's going to be a city we've never heard of.
The Cherokee Lowlands.
Aw. Okay.
And now... What large river meets up with the Missouri River in Kansas City?
Kansas River.
Yeah.
Or the Kaw.
And Kaw Point.
Thank you, Sam, for compiling that trivia. I had asked last night to get some trivia for Kansas Day to enlighten our listeners and to share our collective vast knowledge about the state I have called home for 50 years.
From the text line, I'm bored.
Well, get your cell phone. By the way, when moving furniture in the back of a pickup truck, use rope, not a human.
Oh, God. Someone not secure their load, and the load was a human being.
A man was injured on Tuesday night after the wind knocked him out of the back of a moving pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
They were moving furniture. The accident happened east of Albany, Missouri. I don't know exactly where that is. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reported that a 20-year-old man was driving his 1997 Dodge pickup truck down the highway while another man stood in the bed of the truck holding down a piece of furniture.
On a highway?
The wind caught onto the furniture, knocking the man out of the back of the truck and onto the highway. He suffered moderate injuries, was taken to a nearby hospital.
If you're worried about hitting a bump or the wind catching a piece of furniture and the force is great enough to remove the furniture from the truck bed, it's also going to remove you.
Oh, that scares me to death. Please don't that's not.
Wyandotte County leaders say there is no reason to panic over reports that Kansas City, Kansas, has one of the largest ever documented TB outbreaks since the 1950s. In a statement released yesterday, Mayor Tyrone Garner said the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is monitoring the outbreak and making sure that those impacted are treated. The department said the outbreak started about a year ago. Cases related to it have led to 2 deaths. Doctors say there could be additional TB cases linked to this outbreak, but that the risk to the public is minimal.
Doc Hawk was on the Kansas City Morning News program this morning and said that we are on the final stretches of this outbreak.
It is the largest recorded outbreak since they kept records in the 1950s.
Yay, Kansas.
Here we
should
go.
Add that to the Wikipedia page.
Right.
Fun fact.
Where was the largest ever TB outbreak?
We got the tuberculosis.
In America. And hundreds of Roman era gold and silver coins were found in a field outside of a village in Holland. The coins are 2,000 years old. How is it? Please explain this to me. There are a few things in the Western Hemisphere that are unexplored or not explored.
Very few.
How is it that you can find hundreds of 2,000-year-old silver and gold coins just sitting in a field in Holland?
Is it possible they were hobbyists with the
metal detectors? Yes, that's exactly how they were found.
Yeah, I don't think they were on top of the dirt.
Fair point.
Fair point. The majority of the artifacts were Roman coins dated between 46 and 47 AD, around the end of the first Roman conquest in Britain, and were stamped with the portrait of the Emperor Claudius.
That's like the Powerball of boop, finding.
How much are these things worth?
I don't even think they know. How much is somebody willing to bid?
Yeah.
Hundreds of gold and silver coins, 2,000 years old.
I'm sure that their value simply for the precious metal is pretty high, and then throw in the fact that they are historic. From Adam Schefter, 23 minutes ago, Bill Belichick is suggesting that the Super Bowl trophy should be renamed.
Do not.
The Lombardi. It's currently the Lombardi trophy.
That is correct.
What does he want to rename it?
Would you like to guess?
The Belichick trophy.
The Tom Brady.
Oh, give me a break.
Okay.
I don't think he's kidding.
It could be plastic and we could deflate it.
Heyo.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So the Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl again in about a week and a half. There are 32 teams in the NFL.
Yes. Correct.
12 of them have never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, ever?
Never won. Doesn't mean they haven't been. Some have never been.
Four Lions. Have never been.
Yeah, that's correct. But 12, a third of the NFL
okay.
has never, ever won a Super Bowl in the 59 years of the Super Bowl.
You know I love football trivia.
Let's go.
Okay, Cleveland Browns.
Number one.
No way, I picked number one.
Well, no, I mean, number one.
They're on the list.
Yeah. They've never even been to a Super Bowl.
Okay. What about?
I'm going to opt out because this is
never won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
A question
okay.
I have
okay.
to answer often.
What about the? What about like? The New Orleans Saints.
No, they've won a Super Bowl.
Recently.
It can't be Dallas.
No, they've won 5 Super Bowls.
Not in the last 30 years.
That's true.
What about the Florida?
There's no team that starts with Florida.
The Cougars.
The who?
The Cougars?
There's no team called the Cougars.
Think Big Cat, but pick a different one.
The Lions!
The Lions have never won a Super Bowl.
Now think Big Cat and pick another different one.
The Tigers!
There's no Tigers
team
in the
called
NFL.
The Tigers.
The Bobcat Jaguars!
Yes. That's 3.
Now think another. Oh, no, they're not. They have won one.
Think about Nordic.
The Vikings.
Okay.
God bless them.
Think about electricity.
The Einsteins.
Who?
The Franklins.
No.
I don't think we're supposed to give her a hint on every single one.
Sam, otherwise we're going to be here well into the 7
the
o'clock
lightning.
Hour.
The
their logo
thunder?
Is
no.
a
the,
lightning
a Chargers.
Bolt.
Yes, Chargers. Boom. Think. Longhorn or a bull.
The
for their logo,
Bills?
Not their name.
Buffalo?
Buffalo has never won a Super Bowl.
Oh,
that
I did not.
Correct.
I never would have guessed that.
They did go to 4 back to back.
Yes,
God
and
bless
lost,
them.
Lost all 4. That's right, back in the 90s.
You are long suffering, my friends.
So think about the logo. It's not the name of the team, but the logo is a bull. The Chiefs played them 2 games ago.
The ooh, a bull, a raging, angry bull.
Yes, ooh. From a big oil town.
The Cowboys?
No! We've already gone over that.
The Texans!
That's right.
My next hint was going to be, they might be named after the state in which they play.
Think about a tiny bird. You see them here. The women are red.
Okay.
And the men...
The Cardinals!
No, check that. The men are red, yes.
There's a baseball team in St. Louis that shares the same
yes.
name. Think about a tiger.
Big old cat. Angry. Bengals!
Yes! Think about...
Really, Cincinnati?
A bird.
Ooh, a bird.
Kind of another name for a hawk.
Ooh, a bird. Seattle?
No. Another name
bird.
For
a falcon!
Hawk. Yes!
Boom! A lot of teams named for animals.
Think about the team that used to be called the Houston Oilers until they moved.
The Texans.
No.
The Houston Astros.
Oilers.
Droz.
No.
The
they moved to another city and changed their name.
In another state where they might play a lot of music in that
yes.
city.
Yes. Vegas.
No.
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 Think more music, less gambling.
I have no idea. Tell me.
The Tennessee Titans.
And they play in?
Tennessee, Nashville.
Yes.
All right, last one.
Okay.
You got 11.
Lay it on me.
Okay, another big cat.
Oh, God, how many cats are there?
It's a big black cat. A
jaguar.
Another name for a puma.
A puma? I was going to say a puma.
You saw one of them.
A bobcat.
No.
I did see one on State Line Road.
Yeah.
It was a panther.
That's right, the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you are named after a big cat and you're in the NFL, you do not have good luck.
You do not.
In fact, yep, of all the teams named after cats, not one of them.
Are you serious?
Not one of them has ever won a Super Bowl.
They need to study that.
Think about this. Lions, Jaguars, and Panthers.
Hmm.
None have ever won, and Bengals, none have ever won a Super Bowl.
Okay, when we get back, ooh, it's a sad story. It breaks my heart. A woman is suing after she was denied a rideshare ride. It's the reason the driver said, I am not accepting this ride. It's so sad.
Is it weigh heavy on your heart?
Oh, my
really?
God.
Really?
Scott.
News it's with, time for news.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.